today.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're back. Let me tell you about Bennett Equipment and Supply. Eddie Bennett, he's the man. Y'all know it. Everybody in the upstate knows it. Everyone's known it for the last quarter century, which is amazing. That's Bennett Equipment. They're the best. Bennett Equipment and Supply has four locations. 1403 Piedmont Highway, Piedmont. 441 Partners Lane, Roebuck. 101 Stribling Road, Westminster. 1897 US 76 Hiawassee, Georgia. That's their newest location. They do it all. They rent it all. They have it all. They're your answer to everything. You can't go by a construction site in the upstate without seeing Bennett Equipment and Supply. It's the way it works. I've seen the Takeuchi excavator from the Westminster location work on my property from morning through night. It's unbelievable. Providing with the equipment, the tools, the service, the parts, the hauling to get the job done. Built to care, built to last, big enough to handle it, small enough to care. This is Takeuchi and Bennett Equipment and Supply. They are the best. It's a great marriage. Takeuchi voted Bennett Equipment one of the top five dealers in North America. Takeuchi is the innovator in the industry, came up with the world's first compact excavator in 1970, the world's first compact track loader in the mid-1980s. Bennett Equipment remains your source for all your rental needs, all your masonry needs, largest supplier of scaffolding in the upstate, sales, rentals, service parts. This isn't a saying. This is a fact. If you need to buy it or rent it, you know what to do. You know how it goes. You know how this goes. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Bennett. Where else are you going? It's Bennett Equipment and Supply. You'll thank me later. As all of you really already know, it's self-explanatory. It's like one of those givens. All right, to the phones. You know, I got Mr. B is sort of saying, but Walt, isn't Lenore sort of he's a runner first? No, he's not. I mean, you know, see, that again, everyone remembers what they see. And what we saw in the Clemson game was Lenore Sellers beat Clemson with his legs, especially in the fourth quarter of the game. But that's not how he beat other people. You know, and again, if you actually just look at what he did all year, he was really impressive. And his talent as a thrower is undeniable. As a passer, not a thrower. And I think he takes another major step in his evolution. So, no, I'm sorry. I'm just not buying any of that. Year one as a starter in the SEC, the dude completed 63% of his passes. I'm sorry. And his yards per attempt was good. And so he's a vertical thrower, too. Nope. He's actually both, and he's only going to get better. Joe, how are you, Joe? Good to have you.
How's it going, Walt?
Good, Joe. Appreciate you getting in.
The OC, he coached Cam Newton, so I think that, you know, it's going to be interesting what happens. I mean, if you watch Sellers, some of the throws he made, like against Vandy, I mean, not many quarterbacks in America can do that. You know, on the run, 40, 50 yards down the field.
Sellers is a better passer than Cam Newton. I'm just going to tell you right now. He just is. He's going to be more accurate and just a better passer than Cam Newton. Cam was a freak of a different type. You know, he was bigger even, and he had a strong arm, but wasn't especially a fluid thrower. I think Sellers is actually a more natural thrower. I think people will see that starting this year.
And I would agree with that, which is amazing. It's amazing. Well, you know, I didn't realize that Uda, the running back from Army, went to Arizona State. I had no idea. They got an 1,100-yard runner. But that being said, Walt, I got Army beating Kansas State in Manhattan, by the way, week two. I got them. You know, you just – and they're going to – I think Kansas State's going to lose game one to Iowa State That's what I think is going to happen. I'm leaning Iowa State in that.
You know what? I'm not. I'm a little down in Iowa State. I don't understand the love I'm hearing about Iowa State. I don't get it. I think they had a nice little season last year, but you know they lost their three best receivers to the National Football League, and you know two of those guys were big time players for Iowa State, and I just don't know how they replaced that part. In Ames, Iowa. I don't think they have, and I think that's going to be the big difference. I think they lost all the explosiveness that offense had, and if you take away the explosiveness and you're just left with Rocco Beck, I think you look more like a 500 football team, and that's what I think they are.
The only reason why I'm doing that is because I still don't know about this Kansas State.
I don't love them either.
Decent.
Yeah, I mean, I don't love them either. I mean, it's not that I love Kansas State, but I think I like them better than Iowa State right now.
And I didn't know what I should do on this one. Maybe you could go through Kentucky's wins-loss record because that was a pretty good preview there. You know, what was it like? Didn't you have like 2-10 or something?
Yeah, it's
like
bad.
That?
It's not good.
It's a bourbon state, so.
You know, it's funny because when I first saw the number on Kentucky, the number I think is 4.5. And when I first saw the number without looking at their schedule, I thought, oh man, I mean, Stoops and Company's going to win more than 4.5. Then I started going through their schedule, and I can't find the wins. And, you know, and you got the 17th year of Zach Calzada. Dude has outlived most BYU players. So I'm down on Kentucky this year. I just don't see any remedy. So finally, Joe, you're going to get your ultimate wish, Joe. South Carolina's going to be good, and Kentucky's going to suck out loud.
Well, that'd be great. Appreciate it, Walt.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Hey, Will, do me a favor, pull up Kentucky's schedule just to take a peek at that schedule.
I've got it right here. It did show on Vegas Insider. It did show that you could still get them at over under 5.5 at plus 105, but that has since changed. It's back to 4.5 across the board. Kentucky's schedule, they open hosting Toledo.
See, I'm not sure they win that.
No.
I'm giving them a half.
Next, you're hosting Ole Miss.
That's a loss, I think, for Kentucky, and it's a revenge spot for Ole Miss, who was embarrassed last year. But now, I will say this. Kentucky tends to play Ole Miss well, so there is that. And I'm down on your boy Lane, too, so I don't know. I think it's a loss, though. I mean, so now they have they have nothing so far. Did I give him a half?
You gave him a half.
I gave him a half for Toledo. Okay, half.
Hosting Eastern Michigan.
Okay, they'll win that. 1.5.
A bye week, and then you go to South Carolina.
Yeah, it's a loss. 1.5.
Then you go to Georgia.
Yeah, it's a loss.
Bye week, and then you're hosting Texas.
Yeah, it's a loss.
Hosting Tennessee.
Yeah, it's also a loss.
At Auburn.
Another loss.
Hosting Florida.
It's also a loss.
Okay. All right. Hosting Tennessee Tech.
Okay, that's a win.
Okay. At Vanderbilt.
That's a loss.
And at Louisville.
That came out to 2.5. That's not good. That's no good. I don't have them. Do I have them on my list? On my win total plays? I got to pull it back up in a minute.
You do not.
Boy, and you're saying the number right now is 4.5 at what price?
So it's 4.5 at minus 105 across the board as of today.
Are you on Vegas Insider?
Yes.
Okay, and so nobody has anything else. Your only option is 4.5.
Vegas Insider does show the number at 5.5 at plus 150 for DraftKings, but I went on the DraftKings website and it's back to 4.5.
Okay, because at 5.5, I would be all over that. 4.5, man, I am tempted. I don't like them in any of those games. I mean, Man, I think it's going to be a long season.
You can get them exactly 3 wins at plus 500 or 2 or fewer wins at plus 900.
2 or fewer? Yeah, I think they might get to that. It depends when they beat Toledo in game 1. You know, Toledo is a nasty bunch. You know, they don't have any academic entry requirements. You know, they're worried about playing football at Toledo. People at Toledo are going to hate me.
They went down and they blew out Mississippi State at home last year.
This is the point. Yeah. I mean, you know, Toledo's not going to be afraid of playing Kentucky at all. I mean, you know, they're going to go there fully expecting to beat Kentucky. I almost think they're going to lose that game. I really do. I mean, if they win it, they're going to eke it out. But man, I just don't know. I am not optimistic about that. Quickly one more time through that.
Kentucky schedule?
Yeah.
Okay. You host Toledo.
Yeah, half.
Host Ole Miss.
It's a loss.
Host Eastern Michigan.
1.5.
At South Carolina.
Loss.
At Georgia.
Loss.
Host Texas.
Loss.
Host Tennessee.
Loss.
At Auburn.
Loss.
Host Florida.
Loss. I mean, do they have any chance in any of these games? I mean, this schedule is friggin' brutal. I put this schedule in my top 10 most difficult schedules, and you can see why. What's after that?
A host Tennessee Tech.
Yes, win. 2.5.
At Vandy.
That's a loss.
At Louisville.
I'm adding that. Will, we're going to add one to the list. I'm taking them under 4.5. I don't see it. I don't see how they're winning any of those games. Their freaking quarterback is Zach Calzada.
Their easiest SEC game is Vandy.
On the road. Right, and they're not winning that. I mean, I don't think they're winning a single league game. I really don't. I mean, I don't see anybody they're beating. I think the program is in decline now, and that's sad because I think Stoops has basically done a pretty good job, but I just don't see any answers there. So we need to tell Ramona this too. We're gonna add one. Ramona doesn't like us adding even when she's here, let alone when she's away. but yeah, I'm not optimistic about any of that. I think that schedule is brutal, and I just don't think they're made for it. They have significant issues, I do believe. So I'm down. I'm very down on them. I don't see any solutions there. Let me tell you about my friends at Underdog. Get in on all the MLB action right now with Underdog. This MLB season, knock it out of the park on Underdog. Underdog's leading place to make all your sports picks. You can play now in your state. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Their app has over 100,000 five-star reviews, millions of players. All you have to do is download the app to play and choose whether a player will go higher or lower on any of their stats, things like home runs, strikeouts, so much more. It can't be any simpler, and it adds a little spice to all the action. Once your picks feel good, you can play with as little as a dollar. If you get everything right, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. That's impossible. I lost last night. You know, here's the deal. I hit the Strider pick, and then my father owes me that money back. I don't know. I have no idea how he could possibly pay me at this point. but he owes me that money back because of his due strategy that did me in on Wood. Because it turns out, Will, like I suggested, he actually wasn't due. He did, you know, next to nothing last night.
And you had Strider under 7 strikeouts?
7.5.
Nice.
Yeah, 7.5. And now he did throw a little harder last night. He hit 97 at times last night, but he was hit pretty hard. He gave up a lot of hits. I don't know how many hits he gave up, but he had to exit the game. He's not what he was, and I'm not entirely sure he will be again. You know, we'll find out. We're not going to find out, I think, fully until next year on that deal. But yeah, I missed the Wood play. That was unfortunate because I had a 60% underdog boost. I expected to win that. I haven't made anything yet tonight. I will get in, though. I will always be in an underdog. Download the Underdog app. Sign up now with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus funds when you make your first deposit. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Must be 18 plus. Present in South Carolina, Wisconsin, North Dakota. Terms apply. See underdogfantasy.com/web/deposit-match-terms for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. All right, so I'm adding. Joe is gonna like that a lot. Joe hates Kentucky. He'll like that a lot. Yep, I'm going under on that deal. Lower on Kentucky. Lower than 4.5, which seems impossible, but I don't see it. Will, I don't think they're winning any of those games, and I think they're gonna get beat up. I mean, that's game after game after game after game. They have no breaks at all. None. There's nothing. There's not even a place, Will, for a quick respite. There's nothing in there. It's like, you know, people talk about SEC gauntlet. Now with Oklahoma being back, I think there are teams that are going to have SEC gauntlets. I think Kentucky has an SEC gauntlet. I mean, I think that's pretty much a gauntlet. When your easiest game is at Diego Pavia and the Fighting Pavias, that's not good. That's no good. Walt Deptula Road Rage, they win like two. Quick break. We'll be back.
Warm weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard as you're preparing meals for your family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're on your way to the beach or the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter for you. The Ingles floor department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. So take it from me, you'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Are you tired of searching for insurance on the web, only to be bombarded by emails and phone calls of companies that say they can save you money? Well, now you can make one phone call and let the Ben Mason Insurance Agency put together a comprehensive plan for either your auto, home, or life insurance. We can put together a plan for you to meet your budget. Call Ben or David at 864-578-7100 for your one-stop quote and personalized service. At the Ben Mason Insurance Agency, we put your needs first. Call today.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2025? At Carolina Top Dressing, we are committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course-type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask us about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting us at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit TigerMovingGreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County Environmental Educator, encourages residents to reduce, reuse, and recycle. You can recycle plastic bottles and jugs, mixed paper and cardboard, clear, brown, and green glass, aluminum, and steel cans. Use motor oil and cooking oil, tires, and electronics. If you have any questions, please call Anderson County Solid Waste at 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 in monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Will, what legendary college offensive lineman who made the cover of Sports Illustrated and others was the world's biggest fan of Guns N' Roses?
Wow.
Some consider him one of the great busts in history.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my gosh. Brian Bosworth?
No. Tony Mandrich.
Oh, that's okay. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Tony Mandrich is the answer. He's a huge Guns N' Roses guy. And he was very huge when he was in college because, you know, he was, you know, allegedly, jacked. And then, and a lot of people consider him a complete bust. But the truth about Mandrich is that he failed at tackle, but they slid him inside at guard, and he had a fairly productive career at guard. He's the answer. He was enormous, I guess still is, enormous Guns N' Roses fan. I believe he's still living. Hey, let me tell you about Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon. Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion. If you just want an incredible dinner with friends, they're open every day. Happy hour is Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. It's always happy hour at Carson's. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the fried catfish sandwich. I would eat that right now. The smoked ribs, those are excellent. The honey Dijon salmon topped with toasted breadcrumbs. I haven't had that, but I'd have that too. The golden fried chicken tenders, I believe I've had that. I love that. The Monterey chicken sandwich topped with jack cheese, bacon, and barbecue sauce. Oh, Will, that sandwich is to die for. That sandwich is un-friggin' believable. Hamburger steak with onions, gravy, and peppers. I would eat that right now, like during the break. Fresh out of the oven yeast rolls with honey butter. I am like Mr. Yeast Roll with honey butter. Okay. And then hand-cut steaks, this is my real category, from their in-house butcher, cooked to perfection. Try the New York strip or the ribeye, the strawberry shortcake. Carson's is accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, birthday parties, graduation celebrations, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. They will handle the rest. Open 11 to 9. They're always open. 11 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 11 to 10 Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9 on Sundays. That's pretty much always open. You can go for lunch or go back for dinner. 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson. Tell them I sent you. Whether you go, whether you call, 864-226-9400, 864-226-9400. You will thank me later. All right, back to our preseason win totals. We've gotten real far. We've covered two and a newbie in Kentucky, a new addition to the list. The next one on the list is Clemson over 9.5. And when I got this, it was at minus 120. That is not the case anymore. I think Clemson's still available at 9.5, but you can't get it at that number. But you know what? I mean, that's just a stupid bad number. I just, you know, that number means Cade Klubnik gets hurt. That's what that number means. Because other than that, there's no way. I think it's an easy over. You know, Clemson wins 10 even on down years. And this is not going to be a down year. So that's like giving money away. I love that play. Love Clemson higher than 9.5. Do you have what's the money showing on that now, Will?
So BetMGM, mm-hmm. For that 9.5 number, I want to make sure this is right. Vegas Insider is showing that at minus 235.
That sounds about right.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, I gave this out 527.25. So a long time ago when it was minus 120. All right. Now you are going to pay a steep price, a really steep price, to pick Clemson at a 9.5 number. Look, that gets risky due to the potential injury at quarterback. That's where that gets risky. Having said that, you know what? There is no vig. There is no cost if you win.
Fair enough.
And yeah. Clemson's going higher than 9.5. So, I got that at a much better number way back when. You know, I haven't even thought about whether these numbers have moved for me or against me. I didn't care when I gave them out. I just gave them out as what they were. And so, you know, there are some I paid a steep price on, which I'm okay with. Penn State was higher than 10.5, and that was plus 135 at the time I gave it out, 527.25. Again, I think Penn State wins 11 games, so not way over. I don't pick, you know, people have asked me this. People were asking me because I picked Clemson, Penn State, and on Twitter today, people were asking me, well, are you picking Clemson to go unbeaten? And I'll just reiterate what I said before. I don't pick anybody to go unbeaten. It's too hard to go unbeaten. I think from a regular season standpoint, both Clemson and Penn State are both going 11-1. That's what I think. And I think they're going to then make it through the rest of the way and get to the title game. So I have them 11-1. 11-1 is higher than 10.5. And that was paying plus money at the time, Will, at plus 135. Where are we now on that?
Plus 135 is still active.
Oh, how about that? Okay. Yes. All right. So that's still in play.
For Clemson, the numbers actually moved on Bally Sports. That number is now 10, over under 10 for Clemson.
I'm surprised it hadn't moved before that. Yes. But the others still have it at 9.5, huh?
Correct.
How about that? So it's still mainly 9.5 at a steep price, or 10 at a lesser price. What's the price at 10?
Price at 10 is minus 114.
Okay, yeah. So if you want it, you could play it that way if you wanted. I mean, you know, you could always get a push. All right. Then 623.25. I took Texas higher than 9.5, and I paid a steep price for that one. It was minus 170 at the time I played it. Well, what is that now?
170 is the best price that you can get.
Really? Now. So yes. It's continued to go up. Look, I think Texas is going higher than that number. I put them third in the country. I think they are the third most likely team to win the national championship, and I think they're going higher than 9.5. Although I think the Oklahoma game is in more jeopardy than anyone believes. So, Texas higher than 9.5 at minus 170 at 623.25. Liberty, I took higher than 9.5, and that was a plus 100 deal. I think given Liberty's schedule, I think they win 11 games. They might win them all. Probably not. Probably 11-1. I think they have a big bounce back year by Liberty standards, and I think the league is not as tough as it was a year ago, which will help them as well. That feels a little like stealing right there. Hey, Will, just back up for 1 second. Give me the Texas schedule.
Okay. As we know, Texas is opening at Ohio State.
Yeah, so look, there are some significant obstacles in the schedule. Texas is going to be an underdog in game one. All right.
Next, you're hosting San Jose State.
And by the way, I think they win that game, as I've said, because I think the pass rush and the run game will be the difference. But you know, they will enter that first game at Ohio State as an underdog. All right, San Jose State, win.
Hosting UTEP.
Win.
Hosting Sam Houston.
Win.
A bye week, and then you go to Florida.
Again, I think Texas is going to win this game. Lagway's health will be important. I mean, Florida was really good when Lagway was on the field, but I still think Texas wins. I don't think it'll be easy, though.
All right, then you're facing Oklahoma, neutral site, in Dallas.
This, I'm inclined to give them a half here. I think this game is going to be really brutal. All right.
At Kentucky.
Yeah, win.
At Mississippi State.
Win.
Hosting Vanderbilt.
Win.
At Georgia.
Win.
Hosting Arkansas.
Win.
Hosting Texas A&M.
Win, but not easy. And that's it, right?
That's it.
Yeah. You know, it's like 10.5, and so I'm good with that. I'm good with the Texas higher than 9.5 at that, even at that steep price. And Will tells me the price actually gone up. All right, this next one is puzzling to me. I don't know if Ramona recorded this right or not. I have Texas A&M higher than 7.5, and here, Will, it says minus 190. Is that what you're showing? What are you showing on that? Again, this was 623, so this is a while ago.
Let's see, for Texas A&M, oh, goodness. Give me 1 second.
I like this A&M team. I think they're going to get better quarterback play. I think they have two or three of the best running backs. I think it's one of the best running back rooms in America, and I think it's combined with one of the better offensive lines in America. So, again, if you're looking at offensive line combined with running game, this is one of the top teams in the country in that regard, which is why I've ranked Texas A&M for the first time in my memory, and I think I put them 13th or something.
So there's only two books that I see this in right now, and they disagree. So, for DraftKings, that number's moved to 8.5.
Wow. Okay. So I got that early at 7.5, paid a steep price, and now apparently on DraftKings, they've bumped that number up. The price grew too steep.
Yes. And, in BetMGM, it's still at 7.5, but at minus 175.
Oh, well, that's even better than I had it. Yep. So that is a break. Well, look, I like this A&M team. It's the first time I remember saying that in a while. Will, give me their schedule.
Open up with UTSA, meep, meep.
1-0.
Hosting Utah State.
2-0.
At Notre Dame.
2-1.
Hosting Auburn.
Ooh. 3-1.
Hosting Mississippi State.
4-1.
Hosting Florida.
5-1.
At Arkansas.
6.
At LSU.
6.
A bye week for at Missouri.
6.5.
Hosting South Carolina.
Oof. 7.5.
Okay. Hosting Samford.
8.5.
At Texas.
8.5. They're going to clear it, I think, but it's not going to be by a lot. I'm staying with all these plays I made, but I don't know if I'd want to pay a -190 price on that. I guess you can get it at 170, Will says. Maybe at 170 I might take that. And again, the number, the other place, DraftKings or whatever, went up to 8.5 on it. So, all right, SMU is my next play, and it's higher than 8.5, and that was +100 at the time I played it. I'm a big fan of Jennings. I'm a big fan of this program right now. I think they'd be better than people think. I think people slept on them last year. I think people sleeping on them again. And I don't think they're going away. I still think the team most likely to play Clemson in the ACC title game, even though I think Miami has the closest talent to Clemson, I still think SMU, due to the quarterback, is the team most likely to play Clemson in the ACC championship game. And I know their schedule is tougher this year, but I still think, you know, look, what they proved versus Clemson last year, and again, I realize that the makeup of this team is somewhat different, but what they proved is they can play with the best the league has to offer. So why should they be afraid of anybody else, especially if they're playing at home? All right, well, give me that SMU schedule. We'll take a break.
SMU hosting East Texas A&M.
1-0.
Hosting Baylor.
2-0.
For some reason, you're playing at Missouri State.
3-0.
At TCU.
SMU-TCU games are almost always close, but I'm going to say 4-0.
Hosting Syracuse.
5-0.
Hosting Stanford.
6-0. This is very SMU-friendly so far.
Yes. At Clemson.
That's less SMU-friendly.
At Wake Forest.
That's very SMU-friendly. 7.
Hosting Miami.
8.
At BC.
9.
A bye week and then hosting Louisville.
10.
At Cal.
That's 11?
That's 11. Loss coming at Clemson.
Okay. I love that play. I think people really are sleeping on SMU. Again, they do not dodge the heavyweights, but they get two of the three heavyweights at home. And, you know, last year they went to Louisville and kicked Louisville's can, and that was at Louisville. And I just don't think Louisville, with Moss at quarterback, is going to SMU and beating Jennings. I don't think they are. You know, Louisville couldn't beat them at home, so how are they beating them on the road? I just don't see that. And then Miami, you know, again, it's on the road at SMU, and they're tough at home. So I don't see it. I think SMU's playing for the title again. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get back to the rest of this. Quick break.
Tiger fans, beat the heat with Elkmont. Whether you're cooling off with a day at the lake, heading for cooler climates on vacation, or gearing up for game day, Elkmont has everything you need. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z-Supply, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is your destination for summer fun. Conveniently located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ELKMONT TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
Injured at work? You don't have to face it alone. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we fight to get you the workers' compensation you deserve. Medical bills, lost wages, and stress. Let us take that burden off your shoulders. With years of experience and real results, Smith Jordan Law is here for you. Call us today at Smith Jordan Law Firm at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Smith Jordan Law, protecting injured workers every step of the way. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock? Well, what are you waiting for? At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. Whether you're a contractor or doing it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
Orange Nation, Cade Klubnik here from my friends at Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover, or better known as the Silverado guys. That's where I got my beautiful Silverado. If you're thinking Silverado, make sure you go check with Martin McKinley and the Silverado guys. You can call or text Martin at 704-534-1014. Martin will handle you wherever you live. Call now at 704-534-1014 or get started at fredcaldwellchevy.com.
Whether it's date night, friends night out, Tuesday lunch with your coworkers, or just because, Southernside Brewing Company has the perfect drink to complement your mood. Sip on a crisp Aravel Sauvignon Blanc. Indulge in a refreshing Ruffino Prosecco. Or savor the rich flavors of a Juggernaut Pinot Noir. They've also got your favorite sodas, and their special mocktails are perfect for a sweet or spicy twist. Southernside Brewing Company, your go-to for great drinks and even better times at 25 Delano Drive in Greenville.
Elevate your golf cart experience with Golf Cart Service, proudly serving Spartanburg and the upstate of South Carolina. Whether you need rentals, leases, or access to our extensive club car inventory, we've got you covered for both fun and business. Our mobile service truck ensures hassle-free maintenance right at your location. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, or call 864-574-4616 to discover easy financing options and more. Golf Cart Service, simplifying your ride with convenience and expertise.
You discovered a collection of sports cards in that old home you inherited or just bought. Where do you go for the best price for this newfound treasure? Jimmy's Cards and Collectibles in Anderson. You can buy your favorite card or sell that newfound collection to Jimmy's. They're the only game in Anderson, so stop by Monday through Saturday, 11 to 7, or Sundays by appointment. Take care of the sports collectible itch. Jimmy's Cards and Collectibles in Anderson, next to Mama Pins. Jimmy's Cards and Collectibles.
Hi, friends. Mickey Plyler here. We would love for you to join us Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. for the Mickey Plyler Show right here on The Roar. Don't miss it. Scott Reimer is going to talk some Clemson football history with us. We'll get with Josh Williams. He'll have a couple of more win-loss records for some college football teams. We'll get our ReedyLandCo.com's hunting and fishing report and ESPN play-by-play voice. The big dog, Roy Philpott, will join us talking an awful lot of college football and getting ready for the sports weekend Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. for the Mickey Plyler Show right here on The Roar.
Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Walt Tip to the Road Rage, we are back. Let me tell you about Krispy Kreme and the Reese family. They've been doing donuts right since the 60s. It's the greatest union ever. Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme, that's where you go for your donuts. John brought us donuts the other day from Anderson Krispy Kreme. I mean, they're on friggin' believable. They're the home of the New York Super Cheesecake Donut. That donut, John brought me three of those. Those are on, they're just incredible. I mean, they combined a donut with cheesecake and add a little bit of lemon. Oh my God, it's absolutely to die for. And some of those other donuts the other day, I didn't know what they were. I just know they were tasted incredible. One of them was like a glazed donut with a chocolate icing that also had, I didn't quite figure out what that taste was. It was really good. There was this cream in the middle of it, like in a big swirl that was delicious. I don't know exactly what it was, but those donuts at Krispy Kreme are incredible. I know Ramona normally gives you the specials, but there's always specials. So there's specials right now. I don't know if they still have the superhero donuts or not. I'm not sure. But trust me, they always have specials. There's nothing like it. You want to raise money for your church group, youth group, Hell's Angels? Trust me, you need Krispy Kreme donuts. You're not raising any money with those stale white box industrial cookies. It's just, you forget that. It's not fine. No one's buying that crap. Get to Krispy Kreme. Trust me. By the way, that's not their words. Those are mine. Tell them Walt sent you. If you want to raise money, tell them I sent you. They'll be glad to help you. Anderson Spartanburg. The Oreo cookie donuts that Ramona loves, they were in there the other day. I still didn't get to try one of those yet. They're unbelievable. All of your hot and cold weather drinks, it's mostly hot now. So, drink accordingly. But they have it all. They have it, absolutely all of it. It's Krispy Kreme, Anderson Spartanburg. It's the Reese family. I promise you'll thank me later. All right. Dave in Simpsonville. Dave, good to have you, Dave.
Hey, Walt, how you doing?
Good. Welcome back.
I about split a gut when you said, don't eat those stale white cookies. That crap ain't any good. I'm like, okay, that's the greatest commercial. Don't eat that food. That crap's no good. So, anyway, I thought that was great. Thank you for that. Hey, you were talking, I don't mean to go back to yesterday, but you were talking about Penn State's offensive line.
Yep.
Probably the best in college football. And then you talked about their running game.
Yep.
Would you not just go ahead and instead of college football, because we used that same term for that Alabama team in 2018, and we were able to prove that theory wrong. Could you not just say that the Penn State is probably the best in this decade? Because if you're going to compare, wouldn't you have to go back to Alabama 2015 when they beat Clemson for the national championship? You had Derrick Henry as the running back.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say their offensive line was probably the best of that time frame?
Yeah, maybe, David. And when you include the entirety of the running game, the offensive line, the running back room, yeah, probably. Yeah. You know, some might make a case for Michigan a couple years ago, and they did have talented runners, and the offensive line did win the Joe Moore Award when they won the national title. But I actually think this bunch is better. I think these two running backs are better, and I think that the offensive line is better. I mean, this is a bunch of bad A's. This is a big physical. Yawani is a friggin' tractor trailer load. I mean, he's 345, and he's a punisher. And that whole offensive line, I mean, they move. You know, this is a group that isn't just big. They're big and athletic. And then behind them, here comes Singleton and Allen, who are both 230 pounds themselves. And they're a little different, but they're both absolutely war daddies. And that group is going to be a physical problem for everybody. Heck, even in the game they lost last year at Oregon, Oregon went through the regular season unbeaten. Even that game Penn State lost at Oregon, that they lost 45-38 or whatever it was, they averaged 10 yards a carry against Oregon.
Okay, all right. Well, no, I get that. I understand. And that's the only thing I saw that because, you know, we use the term greatest of all time all the time.
Yeah.
And I've just, you know, I went back and started thinking about, well, what about these, and started looking back at some of the previous national champions. I mean, you know, I don't think you can, you know, call Clemson in that grouping there, because I don't know that we had a truly great offensive line in that 2015 to this point. We had good offensive lines.
And
we had
great
quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's what you look at. Now, again, talking about Penn State and their run through the regular season, don't you have to factor in the run or the Franklin factor? I mean, he tends to lose games he shouldn't lose, and Ohio State is his thorn in his side. Do you see that? I mean, can he get over that hump against Ohio State this year?
Yeah, it's a really good question, Dave. And see, I look at Franklin differently. I think he's made a couple questionable decisions in the past, but I think he has dramatically elevated the level of that program on a year-by-year basis to the point that they're national championship contenders. They weren't before him. I mean, I don't even remember the last time they were a national championship contender until last year. So I think he's actually elevated the level of the program. He trusts his coordinators. He's made really good hires. And then he trusts those guys, and he lets them make the calls. And so he delegates to good people that he believes in, that he hired. And look, I don't want him as a neighbor, but I think as a football coach, I think he's way better than people think, and I think he's on the verge of knocking that door in. And yeah, he's lost to Ohio State, but you know what? A lot of people have lost to Ohio State, and a lot of those Penn State-Ohio State games have been close. And I would suggest to you that Ohio State's program had been better, and Penn State kept getting closer and closer and closer. You know, a million years ago, Bum Phillips, when he coached Houston, and he had and he had Earl Campbell, he used to talk about kicking the door in to Pittsburgh and that this would be the year. It never happened. And maybe this is never going to happen, but I think it is, David. I think this is the year that Penn State goes to Ohio State and kicks their teeth in. I just think Penn State's better, and I think they're going to go there and beat them.
Well, that's going to make, and again, you look at teams like Ohio State. You look at teams like Florida State in the 90s. Their job was to elevate the talent of the other teams. Yeah. And, you know, Clemson was able to do it, North Carolina, NC State to some degree. And now you see where Florida State is.
Yep.
I don't know that Ohio State will ever have that kind of drop-off. But, you know, for Penn State to kick the door down, they got to beat that nemesis. And that I think that's going to be an exciting game this year.
Yeah, no question.
Hey, as always, thanks for letting me in. Yeah, you have a good day.
That's a great job, Dave. Those are all very legitimate questions. Well done. Yep, thank you, Dave. All very legitimate questions. And I think that Penn State's going to have answers to it. I mean, you know, listen, Penn State was a play or two away from playing Ohio State for national championship last year, and they should have beaten Notre Dame. They were the better team. I mean, I think most people who watched the game would came away thinking Penn State was better, and they did lose the game. But it was close, and it was competitive, and it was tough, and you know, and so they were just that close. And I actually think the run game is going to be better this year. I think the offensive line is deeper and better this year. And I think Allen and Singleton, I mean, those two dudes are going to be highly motivated. And Drew Aller has gotten a taste of it. And he needs to take another step. But people need to remember, he did not really have wide receivers last year. He does now. And I think that's the other problem in defending Penn State. He now has two vertical threats. He had no vertical threats last year. None. And what does vertical threats do to a team that can pound the ball like Penn State? It presents problems. It presents problems because you're going to have to make some decisions. And, you know, and I think Penn State is going to make way more vertical throws this season, successful vertical throws, than they did a year ago. And if that happens, opposing defenses are really going to have a problem dealing with this offense because I don't think anybody can truly stand up to Penn State's physicality. I just think they're too big, too bad, too nasty. And I think that's what Ohio State's going to find. You know, Ohio State had a great defensive front last year. That whole group is gone. Now, they've been replaced, but are they going to hold up to this Penn State running attack? I don't think they are. I don't. Matt and Anderson. Matt, how are you, Matt? Good to have you.
Walt, how's it going, man?
Good, Matt. Welcome back.
Walt, I've been having a lot of luck on Underdog recently, but
good.
I was looking at the NFL preseason, baseball mainly, but I was looking at the NFL preseason for tonight, and man, like Anthony Richards, like how long are they going to let these guys play? I mean, is it going to be like the Hall of Fame game where they play two, three quarters? I mean,
yeah.
That's my biggest question and takeaway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, here's the thing, Matt. You are going to venture down this road yourself because I don't give a rat's A about preseason NFL football. I think it has no meaning whatsoever, and I have no idea how long they're going to play this guy or that guy. So,
Yes, sir. No, yeah. I'm not going to venture down the road either, man.
Well, I mean, you know, look, you're a brave man if you do, man. And look, there are a lot of people who love playing preseason football. I'm just not one of them.
I won $98 on the Braves game last night, and then I just won, like, 30 minutes ago, I won $94 on the White Sox game. White Sox and slipping my mind who they playing. But, yeah, whoever – oh, the Mariners. Yeah, the White Sox and the Mariners. I just won $94
in favor of the White Sox. What were you playing exactly? What did you play?
Oh no, I played both pitchers. I played both pitchers to go lower than 3.5 batters faced in the first inning, and for and both pitchers did. They got 1, 2, 3 outs.
So, how about that?
They only faced 3 batters.
Yeah, Matt.
I got lucky on that.
Matt making those fast food plays. I like the fast food plays. I like that, the instantaneous decisions on winning and losing. I do sort of love that.
I like to know quick.
That's
right. Like
don't wait around for 3 hours. Let's know right friggin' now.
There you go, man. Well, anyway, my third pick I had for the White Sox, the Luis Castillo dude, to get a hit, and he got a double.
So awesome.
That was it. Ka-ching.
Awesome. We love that, Matt.
But
love
ka-ching. I think I'll leave the NFL alone tonight. Appreciate your advice, man. We'll wait on the regular season.
Yep, and do it, Matt. Thank you. On the other hand, hot. If you're hot, then that changes it. If you're hot, you may as well go ahead and play it. I mean, especially if you're playing with their money. I mean, you play with their money and you're hot, then that's the time to go. So I didn't know you were hot, Matt. Like, I'm not. Like, I've been giving out underdog plays for I don't know how long, on live on air, and I had actually hit like 70% of the plays I gave out on air, including 2 fivers I had hit. But I've missed my last 3. I think I've missed my last 3. So I'm not happy about that. So I'm actually in a little bit of a funk. It's not been anything big. And they were quick plays. I need to digest it a little bit more. But yeah, you won't find me with any underdog preseason football plays or any other. I just don't do the preseason thing. It's hard enough picking games that matter without picking, fake wrestling games. I have no idea. I'm skipping that. But you're on fire, Matt. Maybe you should go for it. Walt up to the Road Rage. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hey, y'all. Robert Kraft here, owner of Clemson Sock Shop, located inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square. Whether you're looking for funny socks, funky socks, practical socks, or nostalgic socks, we've got you covered. We're a family-owned small business and are sure to carry a sock that will make you and your feet smile. Shop with us Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays until 4 inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square, where it's always buy 5, get 1 free. Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet.
Chickasaw Point, a gated community along the banks of Lake Hartwell, has so much to offer, from breathtaking golf to a reimagined event center at Overlook Restaurant. Offering delicious food and available for events like meetings and weddings, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
We're here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you need more people. Obviously, that's a good thing because the business is growing. But when someone comes to work for you, what do you hear from them about their work experience?
We're looking for team members who like to work outdoors and enjoy the culture of do the right thing. We're a company that's going to do right things for our employees, and then our employees do right things for the client and the community.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their 4 campuses or go online at tctc.edu. Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Bob, you're a Clemson alum just like I am.
That's right, Ginger. I'm glad we struck up a friendship at Everlawn Independent Living.
Gosh, yes. Thank goodness we found Everlawn. Chef-prepared meals, housekeeping, and a fun schedule of activities like cards, movies, and parties. We can even catch a Tigers game or a show at the Brooks Center.
It's a sweet life, Ginger. Comfort, community, and Clemson pride.
I think we both agree. Everlawn Independent Living is where we belong.
Yay, Everlawn. Go Tigers.
Learn more today at EverlawnLiving.com.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas
your safety focused energy provider has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort. While it's colorless and odorless, we've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit fhnga.com.
I got my orange tiger gear. I got my parking pass. Wait, the mattress from home? No go. I need real sleep before game day.
At Engineered Sleep, they have you covered. Whether you're headed to the dorms, your first apartment, or that off-campus house with five roommates, we've got the perfect mattress to crush 8 a.m. classes and recover from late nights in Death Valley. Parents, don't send them back with that lumpy old mattress. Stop by Engineered Sleep in Greenville or shop online at engineeredsleep.com. Back-to-school savings are going on now. Go Tigers!
Doesn't miss a thing, you got it to come strong.